This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Our topic this month is the rainwater basins of South Central Nebraska and their critical importance to the millions of birds that stop in the wetlands to gain sustenance on their way to the nesting grounds in the north. And we're talking about projects ag producers and landowners can undertake to secure the future of rainwater basins on their property. Bart Jacobson farms at Funk, Nebraska. He's got a cow-calf operation, a small feedlot. He herds 700 to 800 ewes and grazes cattle and sheep on rich Nebraska grassland that features a couple wetlands.
I always go with the old tale down in Texas. They raise cattle for the prestige of it, and they raise sheep to pay for the ranch.
Jacobson wanted to incorporate a rainwater basin on the property into his operation. Bart worked with Laurel Badura, a wildlife biologist in the Partners for Fish and Wildlife program of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Badura says a lot of her work involves coordinating partnerships.
Getting the various partners together under the different programs so that we can offer the best deal for the landowner. So we provide cost share opportunities for fencing and water development, for grazing, wetland restoration in general for people who are just interested in the conservation of wetlands or wildlife habitat.
She found cost share money from Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, her agency's Partners for Fish and Wildlife program, the Rainwater Basin Joint Venture, the Nebraska Community Foundation, and Nebraska Environmental Trust.
One of the things that we're really proud of here in the Rainwater Basin region is the partnerships that we've developed with all the different conservation agencies, and it really has expanded our ability to offer a variety of programs for landowners.
Incentive funds allow Jacobson to fence the wetland, drill a solar-powered well, take cropland out of production to create more grazing land, and create a plant buffer around the wetland. And, says Jacobson, this busy wetland conservation project was a pleasant experience.
I was tremendously happy working with the whole group of people, and Laurel was the coordinator of the whole thing. And for me, it came down to I had one contact person, and she was it.
The restoration efforts that are underway are kind of the last hope for these rainwater basins. The way that agriculture is changing, without the areas that are protected, we are continuing to see a decline in the numbers of rainwater basins and wetlands. So we're really making quite an effort to conserve and protect these areas to the best of our ability.
Producer Bart Jacobson talks about that historical friction between the rancher and the environmentalist.
The thing always has been in the past that we're not supposed to talk to each other because my grass is my grass. Well, I like to go out and hunt too. I want my kid to be able to do that. And if I don't step up and take a leadership position in that, then really who am I to say anything for the livestock side as well as the environmentalist side? The things we're doing is everything in my power today to help each side. And it's not hurting me at all from a financial standpoint. And I think it gives me a little more longevity with everything. Everything I'm doing today is really building it for my kids. If they want to do it, it's going to be ready for them. And that's where I'm going with it. That's my whole operation in a nutshell.
Bart Jacobson's conservation project improved his grazing land and helped the wildlife.
It's the right thing. But to me, there's nothing better than going out there in the fall when the harvest is just done and listening to the pheasants doing their little sound. That's just a pretty neat sound. Not everybody gets to hear that. That's pretty neat to be able to go out there and hear that. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Our thanks to Cornell Lab of Ornithology's Macaulay Library in Ithaca, New York, for the featured bird songs. Playa Country is a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about wetlands conservation and listen to archived episodes on the website playacountry.org.